Discourse number 10, November 3, 1932, Saint Germain. Invocation. Mighty luminous presence, I am the conquering power. I am the radiant splendor filling everything in manifestation. I am the life flowing through all manifestation. I am the intelligence governing all activity, inner and outer, making it one perfect activity. Out of thy light, mighty presence which I am, all things are precipitated into form. I am the exhaustless energy, governed by thy wondrous infinite intelligence. Light the illumining center within these bodies who come under this radiation. Expand that light into the full illumination of the body and mind, raising it into thy active, perfect, eternal garment. Mighty light, send forth thy rays into the hearts of mankind, into all official places, commanding justice, illumination, and perfection of thyself to express, bringing relief, release, and light unto humanity. And by thy governing principle, command all things in the outer human activity to give obedience. I bring you greetings from the great host of loved ones who always watch and minister to those whose devotion reaches unto them. The Discourse. From out the centuries of activity, we have arrived at the focal point where the experiences of ages come into instantaneous action, where all time and space become the one presence, God in action, now. Knowing that it is the presence of God, I am, that beats your heart, then you know that your heart is the voice of God speaking. And as you come to meditate upon the great truth, I am the supreme intelligent activity through my mind and heart, you will bring the true, dependable, divine feeling into the heart. So long mankind has been loving on the periphery of the circle. Once the student becomes really aware that God is love, and love's true activity comes through the heart, he will understand that to focus his attention on the desire to project love forth for any given purpose is the supreme privilege of the outer activity of the consciousness, which can generate love to a boundless degree. Mankind has not previously understood that divine love is a power, a presence, an intelligence, a light, that can be fanned into a boundless flame or fire. And it is within the conscious intelligence of every individual, especially students of the light, to so create and generate this presence of love that it becomes an invincible, exhaustless, peace-commanding presence wherever the conscious individual desires to direct it. Somewhere it has been said that love may not be commanded. I say to you, love is the first principle of life and may be generated to any degree or without any limit whatsoever, for infinite use. Such is the majestic privilege of the conscious use and direction of love. When I say generate, I mean the opening of the door through conscious devotion to the outpouring of this exhaustless fountain of love, which is the heart of your being, the heart of the universe. Students, by contemplating this infinite power of love, become such a fountain of its outpouring that its conscious direction may be infinite in the student's use. When my beloved students wish to hasten their liberation from certain events or outer activity, I can but say, I am the commanding presence, the exhaustless energy, the divine wisdom, causing my desire to be fulfilled. This will bring the quickest release from any undesirable condition that the very law of your being will permit. Knowing this, you may further know the presence that I am, I now remain, untouched by disturbing outer conditions. Serene, I fold my wings and abide the perfect action of the divine law and justice of my being, commanding all things within my circle to appear in perfect divine order. This is the greatest privilege of the student, and should be the command at all times. Here I shall say something that should be very encouraging, and I trust it will. Each student who is earnestly striving for the light is being toughened as you make the toughest steel, which wears the longest, holds the best, and is the strongest. Such is what the life of experience brings to the individual. When one craves to be released and still there appear trying experiences, it is the toughening of the steel of character and the strengthening of the individual that gives him at last the perfect and eternal mastery over all outer things. One may, with the right understanding of this, easily rejoice in the experience which is enabling him to turn and bask in the glorious, wondrous I Am presence. Thus, beloved students, you should never grow weary of well-doing, nor meeting the experiences that sometimes seem to weigh heavily upon you, but rejoice that every step forward leads to that eternal goal which does not have to be repeated. This is what, methinks, the student often forgets to use. I am the strength, the courage, the power to move forward steadily through all experiences, whatever they may be, and remain joyous and uplifted, filled with peace and harmony at all times by the glorious presence which I am. To the athlete on the racetrack, the beginning of the race is glorious anticipation, but as he reaches the goal and his adversary draws near, he puts forth every effort, his breath becomes short, and with one last leap he crosses the line to victory. So it is with students on the path. They know in the use of the I Am presence they cannot fail. Therefore, all that is necessary is to tighten your belt, gird yourself for whatever is required, and with a wave of the hand to your adversary, bid him farewell. More fortunate than the athlete, the student knows from the beginning that he cannot fail, because I am the exhaustless energy and intelligence sustaining him or her. The power of precipitation, the student should understand and remember at all times, is within the I Am presence. I am here, the life principle and intelligence in this body. I am everywhere, even unto the heart of God, the governing intelligence of the universe. Therefore, when I wish to precipitate anything whatsoever, I know I am the power acting. I am the intelligence directing. I am the substance being acted upon, and I now bring it into visible form and my use. The contemplation of this phrase just expressed will enable the student to enter into this activity without strain or anxiety. The question that so often confronts the students in the power of precipitation is that of money. The first question is, how is it that money may be precipitated without interfering with the government allotment? Since the creation of money as a standard of exchange, gold being its standard and heart, so to speak, and the security of all issue, it will be remembered that there have been almost a countless number of disasters in one form or another, through which gold and the issue of money have been, to the outer sense, destroyed. Billions of dollars in this manner have disappeared. Therefore, with any money, and it is usually gold that is precipitated, there is no danger of passing the limit set by a government for its use. Again, there have been billions of Spanish gold and denominations of other countries that have been burned, lost, submerged at sea, etc. To the extent that precipitation would have to run into great numbers before there would be any question as to its legality. More often, however, gold is precipitated in its natural state, therefore always legal in its use. As the world has recently offered a premium for more gold production, Why not precipitate it and bless the world by its use? But I shall not hold myself responsible for the questions that will be asked when you do precipitate it, unless you have a mind from which you can supposedly have brought it forth. For you have no idea what the curiosity of the outer mind is until you call its attention to gold. I assure you the outer is immediately set on fire. However, I am the presence governing it. The supposed demand to know the source of gold is but a subtle form of inquiry, that someone else may discover your source. My idea would be to answer their inquiry that it is none of their business. Simply say, here is the gold, test it. If it is not 100%, you may refuse it. If it is, you are compelled to receive it by the laws of your government. You will understand, beloved students, that it is only in the outer activity of the physical world that you require a medium of exchange. For the moment one rises into the power of precipitation, he has little use for gold or money or any kind of exchange, except as incidents may require. As one by one you come into the ascended state, you will have many a hearty laugh over the seeming importance of these outer problems of the physical or outer world, for they are all but the Maya, which means but constant change. Remember, there is only one thing in the universe that is permanent, real, and eternal. That is the I Am Presence, God in you, which is the owner, the creator, and the intelligence governing all manifested form. Then to know that you are that presence, that I Am Presence, places you, beloved student, independent of all outer manifestation. Do not misunderstand me. I know you have to come into this understanding sufficiently. But if you are sincere, have dauntless determination in your recognition of the I Am Presence, God in action in you, you will find yourself, even to the outer sense, quickly rising into that dominion and independence, in which you can say to all outer things, "Is it possible thou didst once disturb me?" Some of you have had an inkling of how gross and coarse all outer form seems when once you are liberated from it. To your finer, higher sense, it seems incredible that you could have inhabited and still are inhabiting and using a form so gross and imperfect. Had you long ago recognized, claimed, and rejoiced in the I Am Presence, as you are doing today, these outer forms would have become so refined that you could have come back to them with very great grace. However, one has but to rejoice at every step of attainment and every step he hopes to attain, because hope becomes faith and faith becomes reality. Now, beloved students, under no circumstance allow the experience of the outer to pall upon you. But in this recognition rejoice every day, every hour, every minute, that brings you nearer to the goal of freedom and release from limitation, that freedom you have so longed for and so much desired. The light is growing very bright within some of you. Continue on with that calm, dauntless determination to scale the heights, for I am that great presence sustaining you, and you cannot fail. You know the old phrase used to spur one on, and especially among soldiers, was to tell them they were cowards and yellow. Now, beloved students, I say to you, you are not cowards, but you are yellow with the golden light of truth, of dominion, of mastery over all outer things which have bound you. And with one mighty surge of the I Am Presence, you break every binding chain, shatter all sense of limitation, and stand forth in your freedom, the glorious, radiant, majestic being that you really are. I like very much to use the statement, I am here and I am there. And if you will contemplate it, you cannot help but overcome the sense of separation. The student is more or less uncertain, which always brings anxiety, and anxiety makes tension. As you come into the higher activity, you will become more and more relaxed. Always take the attitude of calm poise when anything should manifest. Always be happy and rejoice in the presence. But there is always the balance to be maintained. It is the middle way. Hold yourself within this center poise. One can rejoice as deeply in a calm poise as he can in over-exuberance. The calm poise conveys a certain something to others that they need. For every human being needs poise and the conscious realization of the necessity of calmness and poise, because it never leaves one off guard. Poise has within it a certain power of self-control and guard, which is very essential. You will be not only delighted, but amazed at times at the marvelous things that will come with it. Use I am the perfect poise which controls everything. When you use the I am presence, be sure to keep it as a permanent thing. Each one try this, and if you do not feel results at first, just go on, for you certainly will as you use it more and more. I am the presence charging this water with the life-giving essence which I absorb and which renews my body in perfect health and eternal youth. Affirm often, I am here and I am there. I am the conscious action everywhere. To discordant activities say, I am the presence preventing this. I am the positive, peaceful control of this whole situation. In the I am consciousness is the wisdom that knows what is required. Know always that I am the controlling, governing presence of this meeting or situation. There is nothing comes into physical form which is not first perfected on the invisible or higher planes. The students should not discuss this instruction, but just rejoice in living it themselves. If they will do this, they will receive so much more from it, because there will be no conflicting vibrations to disturb them. Benediction. Wondrous presence of the God I am, we give praise and thanks for this feeling of the certainty of thy presence that is growing within the consciousness of these students under this radiation. We rejoice in the great light of thy presence, enfolding each one, which goes forth unto all humanity, changing all discord into love and peace. We thank thee.